So I'm happy to be here again. The yeshiva just told me that I'm part of the staff. I have a kvias. I can get away. So, Baruch Hashem, it's a kvias I'm very proud of and I'm very happy with. Because it's always a pleasure to speak to young B'nai Torah. You're the future of this city. You're the future of Klal Yisrael. You're just beginning your lives. And I look at you with a certain degree of jealousy. Alavai, I would be 16 or 17 or 18 years old. And what I could tell you is, what I learned in your age, I remember with clarity today. What I learned 3 months ago, I already forgot. So take advantage of every moment, every second, every minute you're in yeshiva. So Baruch Hashem, you learn in a wonderful yeshiva, the Yeshiva Gdolah of Los Angeles. And what is a yeshiva all about? Balabatim learn Torah as well. Everybody learns Torah. When Yeshua ben Nun says in Perek Aleph of Sefer Yeshua, that's a mitzvah that is incumbent upon every yid, whether he learns in yeshiva or not. What's unique about a yeshiva is Yegiyas HaTorah, an Omel HaTorah. That is what a yeshiva is all about. And the yeshivas are the neshama of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says in Yom HaChofches Umidbeis, Avraham Zokon V'Yoshev V'Yeshiva, Yitzchak Zokon V'Yoshev V'Yeshiva, Yaakov Zokon V'Yoshev V'Yeshiva. U'miyamehem shalav yisein ulei parshu yeshiva mehem. Yeshivas were with us since Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Hoyo b'Mitzrayim, yeshiva imohem. Hoyo b'Midbar, yeshiva imohem. Since the days of Avraham Avinu, Klal Yisrael never existed, never survived without yeshiva. Wherever we were, in the most difficult of circumstances, in the most terrible of places, there always was yeshiva. And yeshiva doesn't necessarily mean 10,000 bochem. Any kvutza of people that are engaged in Omel HaTorah, B'dibuk Chaverim, that's yeshiva. But the essence of a yeshiva is Omel HaTorah. And there's Yerushalmi, many places. Shvias Dav Beis, Peya Dav Gimel, Shabbos Yud Aleph, Ksubis Nun Aleph, this is Yerushalmi. Bizman Shatem Yegeyem Bo. A person is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even with Posek Echad Shachas, Posek Echad Arvis. That's what the Gemara says in Adorim Chesomet Aleph and in Menochas Tzadik Tesomet Beis. Posek Echad Shachas, Posek Echad Arvis. And maybe even Kriya Shema Shel Shachris V'Arvis is enough to be Mekayim V'Hogisa B'Yoyman V'Laylo. But it is not enough to be Mekayim Ki Hi Chayeichem V'Yorech Yomeichem. And that's what the Yerushalmi teaches us. Emosa Hi Chayeichem B'Zman Shatim Yegeyem Bo. You could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah with one posuk, with one Mishnah, even with Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. But to achieve chiyas from Torah, to be kosher to Torah, dovik in Torah, that is only possible with yegiyah. Emosa hi chayeichem, bezman shatem yegeyem bo. How do we define yegiyas HaTorah? What is yegiyas HaTorah? I think chazora is one of the main aspects of omol. Of Yegiyas HaTorah. And I have a raya from a braisa. Tosefta Masechet Pura, Perek Dalet, Braisa Dalet. Haloimed ve'eno yageya, kizorea ve'eno koitzer. That's the lotion of the Tosefta. It's like a person who is zorea, and it never reaps the harvest. In Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Tes, we find a similar mamar, similar but seemingly different. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes, "Haloi made ve'enoi choizer, kizoreya ve'enoi koitzer," and that's more reasonable. That's very logical. If you learn and you don't do chazara, you like people that are zoreya, and they never come back to reap the harvest. So what's the tachlis? Chazara is like ktsira. That's reaping the harvest. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes, Aloimet ve'einoi choizer, kizorea ve'einoi koitzer. But the Tosefta, Masechet Purah, uses a different nusach, a different formulation. Haloimet ve'einoi yegeya, kizorea ve'einoi koitzer. And it's totally unreasonable that the Gemara and the Tosefta are two things. We know that the Shas, Bavli and Yerushalmi, are commentary. The Gemara is Mefarish, Mishnah, and Braisa. So if the Braisa says, Eloimet ve'eno yergeya kezorea v'yene koitza, which isn't really very logical, probably Chazal and the Gemara and Sanhedrin come to explain the Braisa. What do the Tanua mean when they say, Eloimet ve'eno yergeya kezorea v'yene koitza? Ve'eno nu yoidim yegia zi mahi, Eloimet ve'eno choizo kezorea v'yene koitza. Chazora, that is what Chazal define as Yegiyah. Because I assume that each and every one of you has tremendous joy from learning a new sugya, from going through a new Ktzai Sechoshin, from understanding a Reb Chaim Brisker, from hearing a wonderful and inspiring Shir. But when you have to do Chazorah again and again and again, that is toil. That's Omol. That's Yegiyah. You need special koiches to sit 3 hours and 4 hours and 5 hours and just do Chazorah. And going over the Gemara, which you think, at least you think you already know good enough, and going through it again and again, that is the Richtige Omol, that is Yegiyah. There's a famous Gemara, the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tes, the Gemara says, V'shavtem v're'isem, Chazal ha'mefarash ha'posek, V'shavtem v're'isem bein tzadik l'roshe bein oy v'delukim la'asher loy avodoy. So the Gemara asks, Hainu tzadik, Hainu oved elokim, Hainu rosha, Hainu lo avodoi. So what is the kefel halosha? And why does the pasuk say the same thing twice? V'shaftem v'reisem, bein tzadik l'rosha on one hand, bein oved elokim l'asher lo avodoi. And the Gemara explains, no. Oved elokim v'lo avodoi is not the equivalent of tzadik v'rosha. It's something entirely different. Oved elokim, זה השוין פירקוי מאה פעמים. ואחד, אשר לא יעבודי, זה השוין פירקוי מאה פעמים. That's a Gemara Chagiga Daf Tes. And one wonders. He learned 100 times, and he's not an Oved Elokim. 101, that makes him for an Oved Elokim. What's the Svora? How do we explain or understand a mamet that seems to be so unreasonable? What is the tremendous significance of one more time that differentiates between Oved Elokim, Lasher, Lo Yavodoi? So the Tanya has an interesting explanation. He says that the Minag Bezmanayim in all the yeshivas was that people chazed 100 times whatever they learned. Seems mind-boggling. Who chazes 100 times? If that was the Minag Yeshivas Bezmanayim, whatever you learned, you chazed 100 times. Many times in Shas, we find Arboim Zimnin, 40 times. Well, I'm not familiar with any yeshiva today in which the normal say the limit, the curriculum, every boy has to chaz 40 times, needless to say 100 times, but that was the meaning. So if you just go with the flak and do what everyone is doing, that's not an Oved Elokim. Mea Poim Vechod was more than what was requested, more than others did. That's what defines you as an Oved Elokim. That makes all the difference. Doing more than the Reshiva demands, doing more than the Mashgiach requests, doing more than everybody does. That's what defines you and turns you into an Oved Elokim. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Oved Elokim v'lo yavodoi, zeh ha'shoyne pirkoi me'a po'amim, v'zeh ha'shoyne pirkoi me'a po'amim v'echod. One above 100 is not that significant. But what is important is doing more than others, doing more than you've got to do. Learning not only Seder Rishon and Seder Beis and Seder Shlishi, but Bein Hasdorim in the morning before davening, before falling asleep, doing more than everybody does. That is what makes you into an Oved Elokim. And the essence of this Yegiyah is in Chazoras HaTalmud. Not only going you through the Shia once, but chazoring what you've learned all your zman. And Chazor is the greatest gula to Zikoron and to Havona as well. As Rashi explains the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vov, אם תשמע ביושן, תשמע בחדוש. אתו מייבן דבורים חדושים בתוך הדבורים הישונים. That's Rashi. Rashi explains. אם תשמע ביושן, תשמע בחדוש. Because sometimes young Bukhrim feel that Chazorah is needed only to remember, but it has nothing to do with Iyun. No, of course it has to do with Iyun. Im tishma b'yoshen, tishma b'chodesh. Every time you go over a sugya, every time you go over a sugya, you always see a new light. Oya chodosh. And whenever I chazal, I always have a tzetel with me and a pen in my hand, and I constantly have a oras and kashas and stiras and rayas. Im tishma b'yoshen, tishma b'chodesh. So Chazorah is the most important factor in Iyun, in Havana, and in Zekarana Talmud. You are approaching Sav Zman, and I think it's especially important when we end the Zman to chazer everything we learned, and then Bein HaZmanim. A yeshiva book has to make a great effort. Bein HaZmanim shouldn't be a time of bittul Torah. In one Bein HaZmanim, you could lose everything you achieved in one Zman, in two Zmanim, in three Zmanim. Bein HaZmanim must be a time of chizuk. And I once said in my yeshiva, how does one have to utilize Bein HaZmanim? So I don't really know where your boys are going to be in Bein HaZmanim, whether in Los Angeles or somewhere else. But in Eretz Yisrael, we have a lot of yeshivas Bein HaZmanims. And I always tell my Talmidim, sometimes your Rosh Yeshiva becomes very boring, probably, when you hear the same Rosh Yeshiva every day, every week. So Bein HaZmanim, you have an opportunity, you know, to hear something new, something else. We Rosh Yeshivas take a chance when we encourage our Bochum to go hear other Shirim Bein HaZmanim. You know, they might find a Rosh Yeshiva that'll be greater than their own. I'm not talking about your Yeshiva, I'm talking about myself. But nevertheless, Bein HaZmanim has to be utilized. You have to take advantage of Bein HaZmanim. Learn Lemudim that you don't have time to learn throughout this man. Bein HaZmanim, you have more spare time. So learn something else. Maybe you wanted to learn Kochim, you want to learn Taharas, you want to learn the Rambam Kiddush HaChodesh. I don't know, the Torah is so big, so tremendous. Arucha me'eretz midah v'rachove min hayam. Moshe l'ma'adov edoyma. Two people were chopping wood from the morning till the evening. So Mr. One, of the corner of his eye, sometimes glanced, what is his friend doing? And Mr. A didn't stop chopping wood for one moment. As the Novi says. Where does the Novi say it? That's the way we are today. You know, we remember the Neviim and Ksuvim from the Gemara. But anyway, and he didn't stop cutting wood for one second. And midday palm, from time to time, when he glanced of the corner of his eye, looking at his friend, he saw the guy wasn't chopping wood. But by night, when they compared the piles, Mr. Bays had a bigger pile of wood than Mr. Aleph. And he says, how is this possible? You know, I was chopping nonstop. You weren't. How come you have more wood than I do? So Mr. Bays tells Mr. Aleph, when I wasn't chopping wood, I was sharpening my axe. And that's why I might have chopped less time than you, but my axe was sharper, and therefore, mine was more efficient. So Bein HaZmanim is the time which you gotta sharpen your axe. So nobody learns Bein HaZmanim the same amount of hours that he learns in the middle of the Zman. Sharpen your axe. You have to replenish and rebuild and recharge your batteries, your chashkes ha-toira, your cheshik to learn. That is what you've got to do Bein HaZmanim. So everybody takes it easy to a certain extent, the Bein HaZmanim. You're not expected to learn all day like you learn within this man, but sharpen your axe, take care of your kalim. You have to replenish your avas Torah, your chashkes, and then when you come back to yeshiva, your learning is going to be that much more efficient. So take advantage of every moment you're in yeshiva. Be'iyun, be'chazora, get ready for Bein HaZmanim. And the most important thing is to understand Ki Heim Chayenu Ve'orech Yomeinu, as we say in Birchas Kriya Shema, based on the Posek in Torah, Ki Hi Chayechem Ve'orech Yomeinu. That the most important thing in the world is Talmud Torah. and the zchus of Talmud Torah hu oilam kayim. And Talmud Torah should be the essence of the life, not only of Klal Yisrael as a nation, but of every individual, every Yid. Every Yid has to feel ki heim chayenu v'yorech yemenu, that this is the most important endeavor we can ever have in our lives, and it is from Talmud Torah that we have to derive our simcha. I understand you're finishing Masechet Kiddushin. Nowhere else in Shas do Chazal display with such beauty and such splendor what Torah means in the life of an individual and the life of Klal Yisrael. Meniach ani kol umne shebi'olam ve'eni melamdes b'ni elu Torah. Mi'omai lo ro'isi ari kayetz tzvi sabal shual chen v'ani. Hem esparnesin shaloi b'tzar ve'hem lo nivru ela l'shamsheni ani shenevreisi l'shamesh eskoini einu din shesparnes shaloi b'tzar. When a person dedicates his life to Talmud Torah, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu cares for him. Then he is Mespanes Shelo Bitzar. In Megillat Daf Tezvav Omid Beis, the Gemara says, Godel Talmud Torah Yoyser Matzolos Nefoshos. Let us try to imagine for a moment, if we would ever have the schus in our lives to save a person, to save the life of a human being, to save the life of a Yid, we would cherish that moment till the end of our lives. Godel Talmud Torah, Yoyser Matzolos Nefoshos. And in Yoreh Deyosim and Reishon Nun Aleph, there's a fascinating machloikis between the Drisha and the Taz. In Hilchas Tzedakah, we learn, Simon Reishon Nun Aleph in Yoreh Deyah, that the greatest mitzvah of Tzedakah is Achzokas HaTorah. But there is one thing that comes even before Achzokas HaTorah. And that is, could anybody guess? What could be more important than Talmud Torah? Just guess. That is Achzokas HaTorah. Is there anything that can come before supporting Talmidei Chachamim? Well, Atzolos Nefoshos. Pinyon Shavuim. Pinyon Shavui. A pow. A prisoner is always b'cheska sakona. So pidyon shvuyim is atzolos nefoshos. The Prisha paskens that if there's no money for pidyon shvuyim, the only source might be the Talmud Torah or the yeshiva. You cannot take money from a yeshiva to save a person's life. Because the Gemara says in Megillat Tezvav, Godel Talmud Torah, yoyser mahatzolos nefoshos. The Taz says, no, he totally rejects this shitta. If a younger man is sitting in shul and he's learning, and lo aleinu, he should never have such experiences, a person falls right next to him, obviously has a heart attack. Would the younger man say, I could call atzola? No, but it's bittel Torah, I'm in the middle of learning. Godel Talmud Torah, yoyser matzolos nefoshos, but the guy's dying. Let him die, I'm learning. He's dying, I'm learning. Godel Talmud Torah, yoyser matzolos nefoshos. Totally outrageous. So the Taz says, it is quite clear that a Torah Nefoshos overrides Talmud Torah. And a person has to close his Gemara to save a person's life. So what do Chazal mean when they say, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosem Atzolos Nefoshos? Atzolos Nefoshos is Doicha Talmud Torah. It overrides Talmud Torah. But a person has to understand that if he has the schus to learn Torah, and he's not involved actively in Atzolos Nefoshos, his chus is greater than his friend that is busy with Atzolos Nefoshos. Because for the kiyum of the world and for the nitzchias of Klal Yisroel, Godel Talmud Torah yoyser ma'atzolos nefoshos. So just as we would cherish the chus of Atzolos Nefoshos, we have to be even more gratified that we have the schus to be Bnei Torah and sit in Beis Medrash and dedicate our lives to learning Torah. You probably all remember the unbelievable story, the beautiful story that Chazal tell in the end of Masechet Brochos, the Mesiras Nefesh of Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. Makil kehilos barabim, b'sha'as achurim, the Romans had a decree that people are not allowed to learn Torah, and Rabbi Kiva is moise nafshoi, v'motzoi popus ben Yehudo. And Popes ben Yehuda asks Rabbi Akiva, Iyato Mesiaro Mepnei Amalchus, aren't you afraid? How do you dare? How do you dare to teach Torah Barabim when there's Exeus Malchus? And probably each and every one of these boys, of the yeshiva boys, remember the Moshe of Rabbi Akiva, Emshelech HaMoshe Lamad Ovedoim Eleshual Shohi Mahalach Al Gav HaNohor. The fox was taking a walk on the riverbank. And the fox asks the fish, and they tell him, well, don't you see the fishermen out there? They're trying to catch us. So the fox tells the fish, so why don't you come up here? Let's tiff together like our forefathers. And the fish tell the fox, Atuhu, Shoimer Malachu Pikach Shabachayasato, Lo Pikach Ato Elotipesh Ato, Mabo Mukam Chayasano Messiarim, Imnifroshimena, Alachas Kamo Vakamo. It is in water. This is our sustenance. This is our oxygen. This is our life. If we're afraid down here, we will totally perish and be destroyed if we leave the water. Kachomer Bekiva Lapopas Ben Yehuda. And many times I asked, what is this nonsense that the shul tells the dogim, When was that? When was it that the forefathers of the shul and the forefathers of the fish lived together on earth? Not even in Teves Noach, because Rashi says in Parshas Noach that the fish weren't in the Teva. They were always in the water. When was that? Never was. If I would be one of those fish, maybe I was, I don't know, don't remember. I don't know, Gilgulim. But if I would be there, I would be one of those fish, I would say, Atuhu, Shoim Lo Melechu Pekech Shebechai Esato, Lo Pekech Ata, Tipesh Ata, Vata Lo Rak Tipesh Ata, Gam Shaklan. Kach Hayiti Omer. You're not only a fool, you're a liar as well, because our forefathers and your forefathers never lived together. Could you explain, I would ask the fox, could you explain what is this nonsense you're talking about? I mean, when was that? Do you have a specific time and date when that happened? As avoisai doro biyachad? That is a lie, definitely is a lie. But it's a lie that we, B'nai Torah, hear every year, every generation. Different formulations, different variations. But we're constantly asked, you know, why are you different? Why are you different? You're learning a whole life, bankvechers, koilniks, you know. Talad yabosha, no debiachad, kishem shidoro, like it once was. Never was. Never was. You stay where you are and leave us alone. Leave us down here. Leave us in the water. It is here that we were born. We were born in Yama Talmud. You're land creatures. We are water animals. This is where we live. This is where we were born. We were born Lamargalotea Shel Har Sinai. And we first opened our eyes. What we saw was Moshe Rabbeinu v'shnei luchos habris. B'yom ezen niyesu la'am l'shem alakecho. This is the way we live. So please, leave us alone. You're different. B'vakasha, you stay up there. Leave us down here. This is where we live. This is the way we live. This is our chiyus. Kihi chayeichem v'yorechem eichem. Emos ahi chayeichem b'zman shetem yegeyem bo. The yeshivas, that's our oxygen. This is the way we live. It is from these yeshivas that we sustain our life. This is our livelihood. And that is what the shual say to the dogim say to the shual. And then the Romans capture the Bekiva, and he finds himself in the Roman dungeon. Whom does he find there? His friend Popus ben Yehuda. And Popus tells the Bekiva, Ashrecho shenet pastu al divrei toiro, Oili shenit pasti al dvorim b'teilim. Who is this Popus, and why is he in the Roman dungeon? The Gemara doesn't say. What is he doing there? What was his crime? The Gaon says, and it's mavhil. I remember when I first saw that Gaon, I shuddered. The Gaon says that Popus in Brocha Samech Beis is the same Popus as Popus Velulianus in Tanas Yud Chesomet Beis. Tanas Yud Chesomet Beis, Chazal say that Popus and Ulyanus were Moise Nafshom Michitzosom Lefonim Michitzosom Shomalach HaEshos. In Olam Ualien, nobody could even come close to them. So what was the story of Pappus Velulianus? It's not related anywhere in Bavli or in Yerushalmi, but Rashi brings. The king's daughter was killed. A mysterious murder. Who killed the king's daughter? Everybody knows, the Jews, yeah? Jews kill everyone, you know. The Jews, they're always the culprits. They're always the culprits. So the king gave out a decree. If the Jewish murderer doesn't come forward and admit that he is the one that killed the king's daughter, then the entire Kehillah will be destroyed. Pappus Velulianus were two brothers, Tzadikim Gemurim. They stepped forward. They took the blame upon themselves, even though they were nuki. They had nothing to do with it. They knew nothing about it. But they were Moisei Nefesh to save the entire community, the entire Kehillah. And we don't know how many people were in Lud. They were Haruge Lud. Maybe there were tens, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands. We don't know. But Pappus Velulianus were Moisei Nafsham to save entire Kehillah of Bnei Yisrael. And they paid the ultimate price. They were killed, and the entire Kehillah was spared. That is Pappus. And Pappus tells the Bekiva, Oili shenitpasti al dvorim betalim, yens dvorim betalim. Is that dvorim betalim? Mesiras nefesh to save an entire community from death, from destruction. Anoshim noshim vetaf. And Pappus says, Ashrecho shenitpastu al divrei toiro, Oili shenitpasti al dvorim betalim. Pappus Velulianus, that is Pappus Ben Yehuda. Because Godel Talmud Torah, Yoise Mahatzolos Nefoshes, as we quoted from the Gemara in Megillah Dav Tezvov. So Taira Bochem, enjoy every moment, take advantage of every moment. This is your time. So I'm not a Novi, I'm not a prophet. I don't know where you'll end up. Some of you might end up in business. Some of you may end up. I hope that some of you will end up in Arbotzes Torah. Who knows? Maybe some of these Taira Bochum will be Gedoyli Yisrael for the next generation. So my brocha to you is, you should be Marbitzei Torah. You should be Moira Heroes be Yisrael. But first of all, take advantage of every moment. Yisalt Lernen, Batog and Banacht. Every moment should be dedicated to Talmud Torah. Make the most of your chazorah, and Yehi Rotzon. Yehi Rotzon should all be gedolim b'torah, b'midas toives, u'b'yiras shomayim. A berachas hedya to my dear friend, Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Gross, Yisrael Tobin, Yoren, v'nachas, and simcha, v'narbotzes Torah, and all the choshev aramim, and mechamchem in Yeshiva. You should all see nachas. You should see nachas. The Bochum should see Nachas from themselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zulub Nachas. Because I always say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father. That's the way we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our Tfilis. Ovinu Malkeinu, Ovinu Avorachamon. Every father wants to see Nachas by his kids. So we can only assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see Nachas from his children. Bonov Shel Elokeinu, Yiddish HaKindalach. So how do we make Nachas for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's a Gemon Brochus Yud Zayin. Ashrei mi shamolei b'toira. You finish the line. Voise nachas ruach leyoisei. That's the nachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should have nachas from our Talmidim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have nachas from his children. And I'm sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of nachas from Yeshiva Gedolah de Los Angeles. Mizonozoi chazanam deschus v'n Talmud Torah. To Yeshuois, and Refuois, and Achomois, and to the great simcha of Klal Yisrael, Bebiyas Goel Tzedek, V'simchas Oilom, Al Roishom, B'mheiro, V'yomenu, Omen.